With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Hello everyone and welcome to a very, very special broadcast this evening as we're live from the home of Witton Albion, Wincham Park, to bring you live coverage this evening of the playoff semi-finals, not just in Division 1 South, Witton Albion against AFC Rushden Diamonds, but we're literally everywhere this evening. We've got reporters at every single playoff semi-final. We've got Tom Feeney up at Farsley Celtic against Cone, Scarborough Athletic v Ossett Towns being covered by Will Baines. We've also got Spalding United against Stocksbridge Park Steels being covered by Mark Lee of the Spalding Guardian. And we're up at Spennymoor Town against Nantwich Town as we've got a correspondent up there. Jack Jones is joining us later on. It's all happening. And joining me to cover the events this evening, hashtag EvoStick Playoffs, by the way, if you're on Twitter. We've got Swampy. Hello, Swampy. How are you?
Yeah, good evening, Ben. How are you?
I'm all good. So a very momentous evening coming up. Historic, some would say. Unprecedented coverage of the playoff semis. Obviously, it started last night, and we should start things off with a big congratulations to Stourbridge, beating Workington after extra time in what was a thrilling game.
Oh, yeah, tremendous game. I mean, I didn't listen to it. I know you listened to it on both radio stations last night, and listening and looking back at the correspondence, it sounded like an absolutely tremendous game, and just a little bit too far for Workington. A huge amount of games in a short period of time, and to go to extra time as well, I mean, they were, you know, to get it back to 2-2 and then take it to extra time and then get beat 3-2, they'd be absolutely devastated up in Cumbria. But, you know, they'll come strong again next season. But congratulations to Stourbridge, the team I've been saying all sick for me, the team of the year, really. You know, their exploits over the last, 12, 24 months have been absolutely outstanding. And a playoff final for them against either Spennymoor or indeed Nantwich Town, and that again, whoever goes up from the Premier Division this season will be worthy of going up alongside Blyth, who have done tremendously well this season.
And as I said, later on, about 5:30, we'll be heading over to Brewery Fields to hear from Jack Jones up there. It's Spennymoor Town against Nantwich in the other playoff semi-final involving the NPL Premier Division. We're covering both Division 1 North and Division 1 South as well this evening. But there was a match last night, and an enthralling game. Listen to it on Black Country Radio and on BBC Cumbria. Split it, you see, and fair like that. And both commentators had a ball. Adam Parks and John Walsh were superb on the night. But there has to be a winner, and that winner was Stourbridge. And after the match, Gary Hackett caught up with Adam Parks on Black Country Radio.
Phenomenal tonight. Certain bits were, certain bits weren't. You know, it was a roller coaster of a game. You know, it was nip and tuck. And, you know, as I've said, tremendous credit to Workington. You know, they've played a lot of games in a short space of time. And for them to be in extra time and probably looked a little bit fitter than us. So, you know, we've beaten some very good opponents today. They're probably the form team in the division. And, you know, just very, very grateful that we're in that final. We'll give it our best shot.
They absolutely threw the kitchen sink at your defence, and everybody stood firm. And if it wasn't for those extra minutes, I suppose, that added 5 minutes at the end of normal time, perhaps it would have been won before then.
We'd have been there, and I think, you know, when you can see that late on, and, you know, you've got 30 minutes to go, I thought, you know, the attitude of the players was tremendous. And, you know, on both sides, there were people going down with a little bit of cramp. But, you know, Jordan Archer came up with absolutely, you know, typical Jordan. He's very quick pacing. He scored a great finish. And it could have gone either way after that. But at the end of the day, we're there. It's been a long, long season. We just got to try and see if we can finish off on Saturday.
Kennedy Diggy, I thought, was absolutely outstanding in defence tonight.
You thought that? I'm not sure about that. I thought his second half performance was very poor. I thought he picked up in extra time, but sorry to disagree with you there, but I really thought, you know, I was very disappointed in Ken for his second half performance. But I had a go at him just before I said, come on, we need you, and he did stand up and be counted.
Can we agree that Matt Gould had a good game?
Yeah, we can.
As usual.
End off. Matt, you know, came and took some crosses towards the end when we were trying to, you know, alleviate a little bit of pressure, and it helped us enormously. So we're pleased with Matt.
Does it help now that you got the extra day to recover before the playoff final?
Yeah, of course it does. You know, we'll come in Thursday. We'll probably get a couple of masseurs down and just chill and relax and get ready for Saturday, and then we'll know who we're playing.
Is Saturday the biggest match in Stourbridge Football Club's history?
It's got to be. You know, it's slightly different from the FA Cup third round. You know, we're not going to win the FA Cup, but, you know, we're 90 minutes away from conference football, and for this football club, you know, it's amazing. But let's enjoy tonight, and then we'll start focusing on Saturday.
Does this feel a bit more pressurised for you compared with the FA Cup?
Yeah, you know, the expectation when you're in the third round, nobody expects you to win. Now, okay, you're not going to be expected to win whoever we were playing, but there is added pressure, and when you get so close, you want to get over the line. And, you know, I'm glad we've got 4 or 5 days off. I think we need it, and we'll be ready for Saturday.
Just finally, have all the players come out of tonight's game injury-free?
I think so. Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, Keldon Brown, his hamstrings were very tight from Saturday, and that's why he didn't really feature till right at the death. But apart from that, I think we've got a clean bill of health.
Many congratulations.
Cheers, Adam.
So that's Gary Hackett there speaking to Adam Parks, and a big thank you to Black Country Sport for that clip from last night. I think everyone had a tired voice, to be fair.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. Roy Sewell joins us, by the way. Hello, Roy. How are you?
I'm fine, Ben. Good evening.
Thank you for coming today and adding a bit of expertise and football knowledge to the broadcast. It's much appreciated. Now, obviously, that's the NPL Premier Division. Stourbridge in the final. In a second, we're going to be hearing from Spennymoor Town against Nantwich Town up there at Brewery Fields. A big game tonight to decide who's going to play Stourbridge on Saturday. But we're going to concentrate on Division 1 North for a second now, and I'm going to contact Tom Feeney at the Yorkshire Evening Post, and hopefully he'll answer the phone, because Tom Feeney tonight, he's at Farnsley Celtic against Cone at Throstle's Nest, and we were there this time last season, weren't we?
Indeed, yes.
Well, here's Tom Feeney now. Oh, he's here. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Hello.
How's things?
Not too bad, thank you.
So tonight, it's did you have to go somewhere near a tannoy? Tom, that's the first question.
So it's in the disco.
I'll tell you this now, the tannoy system, it's never been this loud. I think they've just got it ready for the playoffs. I'm actually sat quite a bit away from the tannoy. It is so loud.
So it's a big game tonight. Obviously, Lancaster City took the spoils on Saturday. How far is Celtic up for it tonight, or is it a bit of deflation in the ranks? What's your take on things?
It's very interesting because, you know, you look at the result they picked up at Kendall Town. It was a very impressive victory. And I think when you look at who Lancaster City had to play away from home, you know, the hope for Farnsley Celtic was that would be enough. They'd get the win, they'd find out Lancaster have dropped points and that'd be it. But instead, Lancaster obviously, you know, completely deserved to go up after an incredible win against Gloucester at North End. And what that resulted in was kind of that victory, all that hard work that Farnsley put in on Saturday, meaning absolutely nothing. So, I mean, I do think there will be a sense of deflation for some of them players because of how well they did on Saturday, but the big thing for Farsley is they know that they're here at the home ground. You know, there's a lot of people here coming tonight. Normally when you come into the car park here at Throstle Nest, at this time, there's quite a few spaces. There's actually people already parking on the street, so it shows you a good crowd's turning up. And you know what, I think Farsley tonight, they are coming into this game full of confidence because of that big win on Saturday. Just, they'll be a bit disappointed that in the end, it didn't mean they went up automatically.
I mean, one of the teams, though, that are in form at the moment, is the opposition tonight, Cone. They've finished the season really well. What are you expecting from Cone?
Yeah, I mean, look, if you'd have told Cone at the start of the season, I think if you'd have told their manager, Steve Cunningham, he'd have said, yeah, we will be. Because, you know, I've spoke to him a few times, and every time he says, yeah, we will be in the playoffs. But I think if you'd have spoke to the players and said, at the end of the season, in your first season in this division, you will be in the playoffs, you know, they'd have bitten your hand off. The thing for Cone is they've been on such an impressive run of form, and they've only had one or two blips recently against decent sides as well. So, you know what, this just makes it for a cracking semi-final time. Obviously, as well, with it all going down to, you know, extra time, potentially penalties, I've got a feeling this is not going to be a 90-minute match. I think we're going to need them extra time,
Tom,
maybe the penalties as well.
Don't say that, Tom, because we're broadcasting based on going off air at 10 o'clock. We don't want to be hanging around here in the dark.
I'll tell them to try and get it done in 90 minutes, both of them, but we'll see what happens.
Well, I mean, it's going to be obviously a good game tonight. Two teams scoring a lot of goals this season, and I'm sure you'll be in for an entertaining match. One question I've got just quickly, and is the weather. I mean, we know how inclement it has been all day today. What's the scene there at this moment in time? Is the sun out? Is it pouring down? Have we got snow? Is it going to affect the game in any way? Is the pitch...
Yeah, it's very interesting, because about 6 hours ago, there were flakes of snow around here. I've got to say, right now, although the sun's out, it's very windy, but... I mean, you know, during this game, we might have the rain, we might have the wind, we might have the snow, we might have everything, really, because it does seem to be changing quite a bit. The only thing right now, the interesting thing, is the wind. It does seem to be affecting the flight of the ball when it's being put up in the air. So whether that will change any tactics going into this game, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, Tom Feeney, a big thank you for joining us. You're going to be sending us goal updates during the night, and we'll be catching up at half-time. So keep up the good work, and we'll hear from you shortly.
See you in a bit, mate.
Tom, just make sure that Tannoy's off. It sounded like he was in the dressing room. It sounded like he was in a 1970 Roy Sewell dressing room with Roy Sewell's personal, Walkman played.
I could imagine your hair in the 70s, Roy, being something amazing.
Have you not seen it?
No. Yeah.
Oh, it's great. Yeah. And he had the moustache as well.
Oh, I bet you did. Oh,
he looked like Magnum.
So, Farnsley Celtic against Cone tonight.
The ice cream, by the way.
Cone in a good run of form. Farnsley Celtic coming off the disappointment of not winning the league. We've been there. As an FC United fan, we came close to winning the league. Then that match against Ashton United, I remember it at Gig Lane. And no one was up for it. The team weren't up for it. The fans weren't up for it. It was just like proper deflation.
Yeah, sometimes you get that, but I'm sure Roy knows himself. I mean, Lancaster City were the team that were pressed all the way, but Lancaster were the team that everyone really thought were going to go win the league. They had that blip against Prescott Cables when we were there watching them. And yeah, I mean, they went and beat Glossop North End, you know, convincingly. But I still think they'll be right up for it. They're playing against a Colne team, as you say, have been bang on in form, you know, and a good footballing team to score goals as well. So I think both managers will be happy where they are. And I think you've got home advantage, all your supporters behind you. You know, there's a slight advantage to Farsley here this evening. But, you know, Colne themselves, another Lancashire team doing really well. We saw one last night being promoted from the North West Counties in Atherton Collieries. You know, so the North West has some good footballing pedigree, but equally Farsley, good team as well.
Now, if that match there, Farsley Celtic against Colne, tickles your taste buds, then you can ignore us.
Tickled your taste buds?
Leave us alone and go tune into Drystone Radio, the local community station there in
That's a great name for a radio station.
Drystone Radio.
Do you think they've all had to do a course before? Not necessarily a radio course, but, you know, that'd be interesting. They could build one around us.
Now, actually, though, Cone against Farsley Celtic, two teams in mildly good form. Scarborough Athletic against Ossett Town tonight, though. The most informed teams in Division 1 North. We're going to head over to Queensgate now at Bridlington, and we're joined by the press guy at Scarborough Athletic. It's Will Baines. Hello, Will. How are you?
All right, thank you. Just
yes.
All set for a 7:45 kickoff here in this playoff semi-final. Both teams out warming up here at Queensgate, which is filling up slowly but surely.
Now, Will, last week you had a big celebration there at Scarborough to say goodbye to Queensway. Is it nice to be back so soon?
That's it, yeah, just 8 days after our Easter Monday farewell, where we had big celebrations and presentations, and we're back here again. It's like deja vu, really, but hopefully another big crowd here at Queensgate to cheer on Scarborough up against Ossett Town today.
Now, me and you, we've spoken in the past. I've interviewed you on the Supporters Direct podcast, for example, and we've talked about the importance of Scarborough going back to the town of Scarborough. That's going to happen next season. Would it be nice, and this is an obvious question, but what would it mean for Scarborough to be in the NPL Premier Division in your new home next season?
Well, I mean, it would be massive for the club, because when Scarborough FC folded back in 2007, they were effectively relegated down into the NPL Premier Division. So it would be a bit of a synergy, really, for the Scarborough Athletic to come back into town in the same league as the old club were. So it's massive. And, you know, Steve Kittrick and his side have come out of nowhere, really, in the last few months to get into playoff contention. But a tough game tonight against opposite.
Absolutely. I mean, the run that Scarborough Athletic's been on has been sensational. But we should say, Grant Blackside, Ossett Town, has surprised everyone this season. And the run they've been on, it's the second best record after Scarborough's. So this game tonight, it could go either way. What's your take on where Ossett Town are this evening and Scarborough?
Well, I mean, both sides, as you say, finished on the 73 points in the league, so not much to choose between them over the 42-game season. But Ossett obviously beat Farsley a week or so ago, 2-0, and Farsley looked like they were odds-on to get the league title before getting pipped by Lancaster City. And they've got a few Borough players in there, and Danny Frost will probably be keen to score against Borough as well. Alex Peterson, he played for Scarborough a couple of seasons ago. And they are in good form as well, but so is Scarborough. So it's really will be whoever sort of approaches the game in the best way and grasps the occasion, really, who'll come out on top.
And we should say as well, there is going to be coverage of this match as well, and I think it is going to be one of the highlights of Tuesday evening. It's all going to be available tonight on YorkshireCoastRadio.com. You're going to be doing the coverage. How excited is the anticipation in the crowd tonight for this game?
It's massive, really, because it's just been, as I said before, Scarborough just come out of nowhere, really. So for the home crowd in this last season playing here at Bridlington, it's just incredible that we're in the position that we're in. And I think it has been noted in some of the press interviews and stuff with regards to the tragic death of Dave Holland. When we played Ossett Town back in February, just over 2 months ago, and since then, Borough have been on a fantastic run, and it would be fantastic for everyone at the club if we could do it for Dave, as the sort of hashtag and saying has gone round the club. It's been a great run that Scarborough on, but as we're saying, it's a tough test this evening against Ossett.
Absolutely. Well, Will, thank you for joining us. You're coming back to you as and when goals go in, and we'll catch up at half-time as well to see how the game's going. But Will Baines, good luck with the commentary tonight on Yorkshire Coast Radio, and we'll be speaking to you in about 45 minutes.
That was Will Baines. It was indeed.
Yeah.
The one thing about Scarborough, It historically, big club. What's happened to them has obviously been a tragedy. Although I think they were playing that, weren't they? In the Farsley, weren't they? Tragedy. It was one of them two songs we heard in the foreground, or the background, I should say. It would be beautiful for them to go up.
But think of
to the new ground.
I'm going to balance this out though, because Ossett Town, they've been phenomenal this season. Completely swapped with Ossett Albion where they were last year.
Yeah.
Grant Black came in towards the end of last season, said, I'm going to turn this around. Don't be surprised if we're top end next season. And he's done it, and in a really big way.
Yeah, no credit to him, you know, at the end of the day. You know, it takes a lot of effort, you know, from your managerial staff to instill into your playing staff, you know, that will and that intent that you're going to go out and you will not be beaten. And considering, you know, the past couple of seasons that they've had, you know, where they've struggled a little bit, you know, he's instilled that will and that fight, that commitment, you know, into the lads, and they've given him dividends.
But one of the players of the season, for certainly in that division, has been Cameron Murray, ex-FC United Manchester for a short period of time, but in that midfield for Scarborough, and done tremendously well this season. He'll be a pivotal part in that today. But I wasn't trying to diss Ossett in any way, shape, or form. Ben.
No.
Before you gave me the chance to what I thought about Ossett, you jumped in there.
I was aware that we just spoke to the press guy at Scarborough. I need to bring some love to Ossett Town. That's
well, to be honest, in a manner, they've replicated one another, haven't they?
You know,
they've come from the mid areas and they've come through. They've worked really hard, the pair of them. I'm just wondering again, you know, what the weather's like and the field, you know, over there, you know, what that's like, because, you know, they take, you know, a little bit of getting used to sometimes. And, you know, we talk about Farsley. Farsley's is a, you know, really hard, bobbly pitch. And this rain, you know, to be honest, what we've had, if they've had it over there, you know, they'll settle the ball a little bit.
They've had snow, Roy.
they had a couple of trickles, didn't they?
That's Division 1 North. We're going to be doing Division 1 South shortly, but we should mention tonight's big game, Spennymoor Town against Nantwich Town. It's winner takes all and goes through to the final on Saturday against Stourbridge. And Jack Jones joins us now from Brewery Fields. Hello, Jack, how are you?
I'm not bad, thanks, Ben. Not bad at all.
So, firstly, well done for getting up there. It's a hell of a trek on a Tuesday night. What's the mood like with firstly the visitors Nantwich Town going into this game?
I think it's you know, we're confident. You know, we've got a very good away record this season. I think the second best in the league, but we are playing a team that has, I think, the second best home record. So I think we know it's going to be a very, very difficult game. But you know, I think we are capable. If we play well on the day, we're capable of pinching the result today. But yeah, it's going to be a very, very tough game.
What's your take on Spennymoor this season? I mean, to be fair, anyone in that four playoff berths at the moment, there's so much quality in the sides. What's your take on Spennymoor this season?
I think they've been excellent this season. You know, they've obviously invested heavily, you know, to get in, you know, to basically, you know, carry on where they left off last season, coming up to the Premier League for the first time. You know, they've invested heavily, but you know, they play a good brand of football. You know, they've been really good this season. I think they might be a little bit disappointed that they couldn't maybe take a while a bit closer with the title, but finishing second, I'm sure, is, you know, for the first season at this level, is no bad achievement. So I'm sure they're going to be, they're more than happy to go into the playoffs, and I'm sure they'll be, you know, with being the home team tonight with the home record they've got, they'll be very confident they'll win themselves.
Well, the one thing that certainly you're going to be in for a treat tonight is the football of both teams. I've seen them on many occasions this season myself and Ben travelling around, and Spennymoor 1-11, there's not a weakness in that team. And Nantwich, no. Alan Armstrong, we were talking to last week on the non-league show with Caroline Barker, and Alan said that Nantwich were the best footballing teams he's seen this season, but he seemed to think that Spennymoor might have a little bit more about them tonight and might win that game. But you've got to be in for a treat, and it's going to be a great game to either commentate on or indeed just be involved in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, this is the thing for this club. It's the first time in 8 years that we've been in the playoffs at this level. So, you know, it's a fantastic achievement to get this far. Not that we want it to end. You know, we want to get further. We want to, you know, get into the final and then hope to get promoted to the Conference North. But, yeah, it's been a fantastic achievement for us to get this far. But we are confident, you know, that we could be a potentially pinch win. I think, you know, it's going to be a very tricky game, you know, how we handle, you know, they are a very strong team, Spennymoor, you're right, they are, you know, pretty well balanced from 1-11, there's not many weaknesses in that team at all. Well, you know, we did take 4 points off them this season, so I think we've proven that, you know, we can get a result against them, and hopefully on the day we'll somehow manage to pinch it.
Well, Jack, thanks for joining us. We're going to be coming back to you as and when the goals fly in there at Brewery Fields. Big good luck covering the match. I think you're doing the updates as well. And we'll be speaking to you properly at half-time.
Yeah, not a problem at all. Thanks, Ben.
So there's Jack Jones there at Brewery Fields. So it's all happening tonight. It really is. And it's fabulous to be a part of it all, really.
It's a game, in fairness. I would have loved to have been at tonight. I think that if you're
I've got childcare issues. You know this.
No, you're just a child. if you are, I mean, this is going to be a good game here tonight, don't get me wrong. But if you want to see, I would think it should be either a very nervy game or it could be an absolute blinder, because the two teams, I mean, they've been excellent playing football in the right manner, in the right way along the deck. But they've got individual players. Nantwich have lost one in JJ, who went back to Salford City. That, you know, he's the kind of player on a night like tonight would have been really influential for them, I believe. But they've also got a lot of other players around them. Parkinson, the manager. I think the one thing, it'd be a battle that Roy will know more than anything. You've got two real footballing teams. It's a battle of tactics about with the managers, isn't it, Roy? Of what one can do that the other can't quite do. How would you approach a game when you know two great footballing teams?
Well, to be honest, I mean, you are going to play to the strengths of your own players. You know, that's important. And they do realise the strengths of their players individually and collectively. But what I will say is that there has to be a winner tonight. And I think that is the telling point. You can't sort of play for the draw. Mm. It's an impossibility. But so what you're going to do is you're going to have two positive attitudes out on the field. You're going to have two positive attitudes on the line that are driving those players and those tactics along as hard as they can to get the dividends of, obviously, you know, being able to play in the final.
And we should say you can get in touch with us tonight at NPL Show. And there's also the official Twitter feed, Evo Stick League. They're doing lots of stuff. James Hayes is in the NPL bunker this evening, somewhere in an undisclosed location, doing all the updates and that kind of thing. But there is commentary available from Nantwich Town against Spennymoor Town up there in the northeast. That's on Live Sports FM, cracking station.
We've been talking about the weather very quickly, and here now, Wintram Park. Well, basically, it is blinding sun, and if we kick off in the next 5 minutes, believe you me, ladies and gentlemen, we will not be able to commentate on half of the pitch because we can't see it. I mean, I've got a pair of really bad 1974 Swedish sunglasses from the slopes, and it's going to be tough, but we've got other guests coming on,
yes,
Ben.
Yes, we have. So
we're
here.
Talking over it, you see, then. What was doing there?
I know, it's like swap shop, isn't it? I mean,
well, you're Noel Edmonds.
Thanks for that, mate.
Hello.
Hi, Mark Lee's here now. Hi, Mark. Mark Lee, it's Spalding Guardian. So, Spalding United, Mark, against Stocksbridge Park Steels. It's proper yin and yang stuff, this, isn't it? I mean, Spalding have been third now forever, but Stocksbridge have just surged into the playoffs. This one could go either way, really, couldn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's a really tough one to call, to be honest with you. Stocksbridge have beaten Spalding home and away for the last 2 years, so, you know, they might be fancying it as well, but obviously, home advantage, who knows?
And what's been the mood like at Spalding United? I mean, we did speak to you a few weeks ago, and it has been one of preparing for this Tuesday night semi-final.
Yeah, I think it's been on the cards for a while, hasn't it? Like we said before, they've had that consistency, haven't they? They've been in the top three all season, pretty much. They knew they were pretty much guaranteed third in the home tie, so they're full strength tonight as well, so... we'll see what happens.
The fact that you've been third for pretty much most of the season and the team you're playing tonight have obviously done well against you. Will that play on the manager's mind or certainly on the players' mind tonight?
Yeah, it's a strange one, isn't it? Because they've obviously won eight on the trot to come from nowhere almost to get into it. So it's a bit of a strange one. Like you say, Spalding have had that consistency and they've, you know, it's not even an achievement. Like the manager's been saying for the last few weeks, it's not even an achievement to finish third and get in the playoffs. The achievement will actually be to get promoted. Whereas Stocksbridge, are they thinking the achievement is to get into it almost from nowhere with those eight wins on the trot?
Is it a must-win then tonight, really, from a Spalding perspective, from the manager's perspective?
I would say so. I think they'd be very disappointed, yeah, absolutely. You know, they've been waiting this for weeks, really, haven't they? So, yeah, I think they'd be very disappointed if it didn't come off.
And we should say as well, unfortunately, this is the only game in the playoffs that hasn't got any radio coverage, unfortunately. But you're there, Mark, aren't you? And you're doing all the updates. Where can people keep abreast of all the action going on there?
Yeah, we're on Twitter, at Spalding Sport, so there'll be live updates as soon as we kick off, yeah.
Well, Mark, I'll be back in touch as and when goals fly in there. And we'll be hearing from you properly at half-time.
I'll speak to you later, thank you.
It's like three Jeff Stellings here this evening, isn't it? I mean, we got some preparation in with the Nuneaton game the other night, you and me, but this will be an interesting encounter this evening.
Now, at this point, I'm going to rush over to the pie queue because you're hungry, I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
What's going on in between?
Well, this is it now. This is straightforward shoot-out to the...
We're just waiting now.
We're just waiting now, yes.
We're looking at the sunshine, aren't we?
Yeah.
Sunshine.
So we are going to be hearing from our correspondents as and when goals fly in at all those games, but primarily...
Let's just hope you're back from the pie queue before then, because if a goal goes in and we can't answer the phone, it'd be down to you.
You can't answer the phone, it's
here. this is supposed to be a professional broadcast, Ben.
It is professional. There's the notes.
Oh, you're leaving with the notes and everything.
Right, so... These are the people
I know who they are. Yes,
Ben. It's going to appear on this phone. The volume's up for them to get in touch with us. You're laughing, mate. I can't see how things can go wrong.
Are you putting some music on in between?
No, I'm going over.
Are we just
carry
on talking?
You're going to carry on. Yep. You're going to talk about this match.
We're going to talk about this lovely evening.
Oh, all right, okay. I was about to go to the lavatory.
No, mate. You nailed now. So have time.
Right, okay, fair enough.
So this is MPL Show live here from Wincham Park, and we're bringing you coverage this afternoon of all the playoffs, primarily Witten Albion.
But Jess Dillon doesn't go off halfway through
Rushton
for a pie.
Diamonds. We're going to hand over now to our expert commentary team of Swampy and Roy Sewell.
Well, thank you very much, Ben. They just threw that in our laps without realising he was going to disappear for 5 or 10 minutes as he clunks down his headset. But yeah, as we say, we've got a big game tonight, Roy. Good evening to you. You've been in this situation on many occasions with different clubs up and down the land over many years. How will the managers be feeling this evening? And first and foremost, how will the players be feeling in such a tight game, which means so much?
I think the players will be obviously a little bit nervous, you know, which isn't a bad thing. You know, they want to go out and do the best, obviously in front of the fans, you know, for the travelling fans. They don't want to let those ones down. The home fans, you know, the expectancy that they're wanting. And, you know, the managers... Or just be that intent. I was just looking at Ben going past us with thumbs up, and he's not getting any pies in him.
I think he's gone up to the pie queue. I think that's what it is.
So, but like I said, the managers will just be as positive as they can be, and passing that on to the players, you know, to go out and do the best of their abilities.
Well, Witten this season had a tremendous season, been there and thereabouts all the way through the season, and obviously losing that 3 points last week. Was that a canny move not to let the players know, or anybody else know, until they secured their spot in the playoffs, you think?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. You go off your own instincts, like, you know, and hopefully they turn out right. But the fact is, you know, if anybody had offered these two teams a playoff semi at the start of the season, they'd have both took it.
Certainly would. I mean, AFC Rushden Diamonds, obviously a football club of ex-league pedigree.
Yeah.
There goes Ben again now with no pies again. And I think Ben has decided that's it. He's had enough and we're having to move away. Ben's got a look of disgust that there's not a pie in sight for him. He's absolutely devastated. Well, Ben, you see, that's what happens when
you... Can't you just put an IOU? Pie.
Be prepared, Ben. You've got to come prepared, Ben. And that's what you haven't done this evening. But, yeah, I mean, as we say, Rushden Diamonds, you know, a supporter-owned club, fan-owned club,
yeah.
Had a good season. So it should be a good game of football this evening. You've seen both teams this season.
Yep. I think it'll be a quality game, as I do, and I feel that all the other semi-finals will be actually quality as well. The fact is that you need a result. Each team needs a result to get through to that final, and that's what makes it muck and nettles straight away. They'll be bang at it straight away.
I watched Atherton Colliery's last night versus ABA. They are two games, needed 2 points, and you could see there was nerves in Atherton Colliery's. They want to do it at home. Mm. Is that slightly different because you had another game after that to win it, compared to a semi-final where it's just one opportunity? Does it make it any difference, or will players still be as nervy as like maybe Atherton players were last night?
They will be nervy, but you know, to be honest, I mean, you have to have confidence in your own abilities, and your manager picks a team to go out to do the best of their abilities. They don't want to let themselves down, they don't want to let the management down, and more so they don't want to let the spectators down, and the volunteers within the club. It does mean something to them. They appreciate
the pies of just what? Passing a box. Yeah, pie.
I'm not talking about one pie, I'm talking
about 40.
40 pies of Ben's face there, ladies and gentlemen. If this was television, that was a golden moment of television. But we'll come back to Roy in a second, because the teams are out now, and wherever you are around the world, good afternoon, good evening, good morning and welcome. This is the First Division South semi-final playoff between Witten Albion and AFC Rushden Diamonds. And I think we've got Sean Feeney coming in a second for an opportunity now for Witten at the back post. The ball's controlled well, held up, chipped to the back post. There's an opportunity again. It goes across two players, and it'll probably go out for a goal kick. But we have got some breaking news. The Yorkshire Evening Post from Drystone Radio, full commentary on. Tom, what's going on?
Well, there has been a goal here at Fossil Nest, and it's Farsley Celtic who have taken the lead, a ball in from a corner. In the end, it fell to Aidan Savory, who's just been able to nudge it over the line. It has to be said, before that, Corn had been getting forward and getting into good positions. They hadn't really been creating chances, though. Before that, James Walsh with the best opportunity for Farsley, but they've taken the lead here, Savory, with the goal just after 25 minutes.
Fantastic. Well, thanks very much for that. We're back with any more goals. It's 0-0 here, and there's an opportunity down the left-hand side for Witten. The ball crest back. It's an opportunity towards the back post, and it goes past three players, eventually four. To Hopley. Hopley looks to play the ball in, and it's out for a throw-in. Free kick to be taken. Ball into the penalty. It's a decent ball. It's a deep ball as well. Who's on the end of it? It needed another white shirt there. And there was no one really gambling there, Roy. The ball was in the area. But yeah, it looks like we're going back to Scarborough Athletic versus Ossett Town. And we've got the pressman at Scarborough, Will Baines. Are you there, Will?
Yeah, we've got a goal here at Queensgate. It's Ossett Town who've taken the lead. And Jason Yates, who's squeezed home for a narrow angle. It was a mistake at the back by the Borough defender, John Romer. And Yates closed in on goal and then struck a shot across goal and into the bottom corner. So it's been quite an even game so far. Matty Turnbull having the best opportunity for the hosts as he powered over from a corner. But as I say, Ossett Town taking the lead here, 1-0 to Grant Black's side.
Well, Grant Black's team there, Ossett Town, as you just heard, going one up against Scarborough Athletic. And well, that's our second venture into the world of live correspondence, and it's 0-0 here. Well, it's a free kick on the far right-hand side, and I'll be whipped in left-footed by Bradley Barassa again. Plenty of red shirts in the area. This time, Ollie Brownhill 10 yards, so he should get it above him. It's whipped in there. It's a decent ball in there. Who's on the end of it? Lots of pushes. Oh, it's a great save.
Me.
Well, the keeper got down so late, it was untrue.
Thomas Owens.
But when he got down, Owens put the header in, and I thought, for all intents and purposes, that was in the back of the net. But a great save by Matt Finlay.
Tremendous save.
They have the opportunity again. Ball chipped in towards the back post. The opportunity. There's four players there waiting for it. It came off the head of the number 10, Steve Tams. You thought that was in. You said it was in. But great defender again from AC Rushing and Diamonds.
Brad Harris.
And the game has just really stepped into life.
Thames got onto the end of it, headed it towards goal, and Brad Harris just got a little touch on it to knock it around for another corner. Pressure's on.
Well, the attack again. The ball hit out over the ground. And again, exerting this pressure, Witten Albion. They have been the better of the two teams in this first half, haven't they? They created the better opportunities and better chances. But you would want to be going in, wouldn't you? Winning this by a goal up at least.
Well, to be honest, I mean, they've been really, really sharp, haven't they? You know, and the impetus has been on them. They're the ones that have been pushing, you know, all the plugs to get the little bits of advantage.
Well, the ball into the penalty area now. Big throw in there. Headed on Hoosick. 4-4-4. Oh, what a shot! What a save! That is absolutely world-class.
What a save.
What a shot by Thomas Owens. He just turned on the volley, hit it to the top right-hand corner, and the keeper palmed it. Matt Finlay palmed it onto the bar. Absolute world-class. Well, we talked about he's not the tallest of keepers, but the agility-wise, absolutely incredible. What a save. It should be 2-0. The ball comes across for the corner ball, though. Aye. Ball comes in from this free kick towards the back post. It goes. It's headed across there. Is it going to be another goal kick? No, it's not. That's going to be the end of the first 45 minutes. And a pulsating last 10 minutes. Absolutely superb play from Witten Albion. Yeah. They'll be so aggrieved that they haven't got themselves in front. But two world-class saves have kept it a 0-0 here. But we're going over now to Spalding versus Smoxbridge Park Steels.
Penalty to Spalding. Having missed four out of the last five, they finally put one away. So Spalding are 1-0 up. Foul on the captain, Nathan Stonefield. There's a free kick that came in. Poor delivery, actually. It wasn't cleared properly. The two centre-halves were battling for it. Stonefield got brought down, and Matt Varley stepped up from the penalty spot and took it away nicely. So 43 minutes, 1-0 up.
And they always say the best time to score is before half-time. Is it half-time yet?
Yeah, the whistle has literally just gone. I don't know if you heard it there, but yeah, it's gone. It's 1-0. So thoroughly deserved as well. They've been on top, to be fair. Not many chances, but... they had the best moment of the game before that as well, a really good save from a decent volley, so yeah, they deserve to be 1-0 up. I don't think Stocksbridge has really turned up yet, to be honest.
Well, Matt, we'll be back as the game progresses, but keep up the good work there. That's Matt Lee at the Spalding Guardian talking to us at that match between Spalding United and Stocksbridge Park Steels, which is currently 1-0 to Spalding United. It's 0-0 here, Roy, but really, Witten Albion in that last 15 minutes have been, well, spectacular. And some good goalkeeping and defending from Rushton.
Excellent goalkeeping. But what I will say is not just the this last 15 minutes. They've had the upper hand right down the line, you know, where they've had a little bit more edge to them, a little bit more determination. They've collected the ball and kept the ball really, really well. Poor side on it is the deliveries into the box haven't been of the quality that I'd expect, especially off Perez. And, you know, the lad's more than capable of delivering quality balls. The thing is, you know, he's not going to be doing that for the whole of this game. All of a sudden, he'll come to light and the quality will be there. And, you know, you could well find the ball sitting in the back of the Rushton and Diamonds net. But saying that, Rushton and Diamonds are defending really resolutely. You know, they're slinging the bodies in front of the ball. They're trying to stop play. They break play up and things like that. You know, so well done to them.
Well, let's go over to Frostle's Nest now because there was a goal just before half-time and we joined Tom Feeney now over there in West Yorkshire. What happened, Tom? Who did it go to?
Yeah, well, it does look like Farsley Celtic have gone with a massive advantage, at half-time, because it's 3-0 to the side. They scored two goals in the space of 2 minutes just before half-time. James Wilshaw with the second. He was left with an open goal, a ball by Lewis Nightingale finding him. And then the third goal, Adam Clayton, a free header. It has to be Ed Cole, who for the first 25 minutes looked really impressive. Just in the last 15, had a few moments of lapsing concentration in defence, and on each occasion Farsley have scored. They've really shown the quality here at Fossil Nest. At half time, it's 3-0 to Farsley Celtic.
Now, Tom, I don't mean to jinx it for Farsley, but that
can you see any way back for Cone now?
Well, I think it'll be really tough. I mean, you look at the way that Cone have played. In the first 20 minutes, they really looked good. They got forward. They had not really any chances, though. Well, that was the problem. Although they were getting the ball into the area, they just weren't testing the goalkeeper. And Farsley, that first 20 minutes, they didn't look in this game, it has to be said. They weren't really getting forward. But then they've had three chances, and they've scored with each opportunity. It just shows you how clinical Farsley Celtic are.
Well, Tom, keep up the good work, and we'll be hearing from you in the second half. Thanks for all your efforts. Cheers, mate. So that's Tom Feeney there at the Yorkshire Evening Post, live from Throstle's Nest. And just to say, Farsley Celtic 3-0 up now against Cone. They've taken to that game. I thought it was going to be a bit cagey with
yeah, well, listening to Tom there, you know, he's saying like Cone were in the game all the time, and they've had three opportunities and put the balls into the net. But, you know, it's there. It's 45 minutes to play. They're more than capable of scoring goals, Colin, and they're confident. They've been good in possession, as Tom said there, and hopefully, you know, they get a goal and start making a bit of an effort as regards winning the tie.
Well, we're trying to get in touch now with Queensgate, and Will Baines, are you there?
I am, yeah, where it's 1-0 to Ossett Town. At the break, Jason Yates' opener is given Grant Black's side the initiative here at the break. Bury did have a couple of chances before half time. Cameron Murray just drilled it wide of goal, but it's certainly been Ossett's half, and they've taken the lead on 35 minutes when it was a defensive mistake at the back from Dom Roma, the Borough Central defender, let in Yates, and he closed in on goal and finished past Green. So it had been on us even up to that point, but Ossett have got the decisive goal, and so all to do for Scarborough in the second half.
And Will, I saw it on pitch aerial play. He was trying to shepherd the ball out, wasn't there, for a goal kick, and he just got caught in possession. And but the attacker did from an impossible angle, really, wasn't it? He did really well with it.
Yeah, he did really well to find that bottom corner. And as you say, Burrow just getting caught out down there, that corner flag. Dom Roma just trying to shepherd it out. A game with few chances, really, for both sides. As I say, Matty Turnbull had a great chance for Borough early on, skying over the crossbar from a corner. But at half-time, as I say, 1-0 to Ossett Town, and I'm sure there'll be a happy dressing room at the break.
Well, Will Baines, thank you for joining us there in Bridlington. You can listen to all the coverage from that match between Scarborough Athletic and Ossett Town on Yorkshire Coast Radio. Full commentary there available. And I should have said at Farsley Celtic v Cone, that's available on Drystone Radio too. We're here at Winsham Park, and we're going to be heading north in a second. The far north, we're off to Spennymoor to hear what's going on there between Spennymoor Town and Nantwich Town. Jack Jones is there. Hello, Jack. You got an update for everyone with regards to Spennymoor v Nantwich?
Yeah, it's been a very scrappy game, to be honest with you. There's, Spennymoor started the game really, really well. They had a bit of pressure to start with, and the home fans get behind them. But then Nantwich have come back into the game. But to be honest with you, there's not really been a great deal of chances. Spennymoor have put a free kick just wide. They've had a couple of scrambles in the box that have been a bit nervous. But no, generally, it's been quite a low-key game. There's been not a lot happening, to be quite honest with you.
From a Nantwich perspective, is it just... Do you feel it's nerves, or is it Spennymoor the way they've set themselves up, or what's the reason for the caginess, other than the prospects of a really important match on Saturday?
It's I'm not too sure, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, our passing hasn't been quite as crisp as I'd like, and Spennymoor have really been pushing us. They've been shooting downhill in the first half, because obviously Spennymoor's ground, Brewery Field, does have a noticeable slope on it. So it's been a very scrappy game. You know, but to be fair, from a way team's point of view, I think we've got to be quite happy with a 0-0, and we've generally kept them pretty quiet. And like I said, as the travelling team, I don't think that's a bad thing. We've got a few options on the bench. You know, Joe Maswali and Sabi Abadaki, Steve Jones, of course, veteran Steve Jones, you know, could potentially come on and give us a bit more an attacking edge in the second half. So I think generally, like I said, given that we're the away team, I'm pretty happy with how the first half's gone, to be honest. If we can keep it 0-0 and maybe look to pinch one from a set piece or on the break, then, you know, I think the game's very much there for us.
Well, from now on then, Jack, because you've travelled so far midweek, we're going to try and bring in away goals if we can. I'll have a word with some of the league committees to see if we can get that for next season. But Jack Jones, thank you for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you hopefully with some goals in the second half. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks, Ben.
So Jack Jones there up at Brewery Fields. So it's an interesting evening so far. 3-0 for Farsley Celtic. 1-0 for Spalding against Stocksbridge Park Steels, and 1-0 for Ossett Town against Scarborough Athletic. And it's 0-0 in that NPL Premier Division semi-final between Spennymoor Town and Nantwich Town, and Swampy's back.
So in the second half, it's left to right. Witton Albion will be kicking towards. The vast majority of their supporters that were on the far side opposite us have moved behind the goal to roar on their team. It's a mild evening now. It's sun's in. Sky is still quite clear. There's some dark clouds, but they're going past us. And I don't see any rain, really, in the foreseeable future. So good second half encounter here, as Witton will be looking to continue the impetus that they had in that first 45 minutes, and certainly the last 10 minutes. And it's over to Division 1 Southgate, Spalding United versus Stocksbridge Park Steels, and we're joined by Mark Lee. Mark, another goal?
Yeah, 2 minutes into the second half, yeah, and Stocksbridge are straight back into it. Long-range effort from Joe Lumsden. Hit the bar, hit the inside of the bar, bounced down, might have gone in, but before there's any arguments, there was the number four, Richard Stewart, who nodded it over the line, so it's 1-0.
Well, it's all to play for there. It's 0-0 here. Thanks very much for that, Mark. We're back with all the goals live here as the ball flicked into the penalty area. An opportunity now on the edge of the area. Sheriff gets a shot away, but he can only loft the ball several yards wide. But he did well there. He held the ball well there, Roy. He turned his man, but just couldn't get the shot away.
He did. Well, to be honest, I mean, that's the first little glimpse of, individual talent we've seen off... Off Sheriff, you know, he's shown little glimpses here and there. He's definitely got good pace. Maybe, needs to be a little bit more braver and believe in himself.
Will Baines at Scarborough versus Ossett Town. Will?
Hello, it's an equaliser for Scarborough Athletic. Alan Boulder from the penalty spot just a few minutes into the second half. It was a handball decision by the referee to give Burrett a penalty, and Alan Boulder struck it into the bottom corner to make it 1-1 here at Bridlington.
Fantastic, Will. Thanks very much for that, Will. And, well, 1-1 there. And Scarborough getting back in. Over 1,000 people there watching Scarborough this evening against Ossett Town. Farsi Celtic still 3-0 up against Colne. It's 1-1 Stocksbridge Park Steels versus Spalding United. And apparently it's still 0-0 Spennymoor Town versus Nantwich Town. And that goal kick will be taken by Danny Roberts. Hits it long, well over the halfway line. Free header, though, there. Should be picked up by Quigley. He wins the first ball, but given away. And Haywood now plays it back to his right back position to Garner for Witton Albion. Ball over the top. It's a decent ball. It's an opportunity. Keeper comes out. It's an opportunity. Should be a goal. There is bravery. Hopley. Bravery. And Hopley there. He's down injured. They're celebrating, but the keeper came out. They collided, but Hopley just got in front of him. And he's just bending it round the goalkeeper. And a tremendous, tremendous finish. And a player, well, he's taken a bit one for the team there. But Hopley seems to have... well, has put Witton Albion in front. It was a real one ball by the goalkeeper from the goal kick position. It went over two players. It was flicked onto Hopley. Hopley had a little bit of room and manoeuvre to the right-hand side. The keeper came out off his line very quickly, but he just got beyond him and in the back of the net. And Witton Albion take a lead in this second half, in this semi-final. But it's Quigley on the ball. Quigley's touch. Plays it back. It's an awkward ball as well. It's been pressurised well by the Witton Albion team, but good touch and turn there by Sheriff. Sheriff good plays ball. The ball inside. There's an opportunity now, but oh, there's no one there. They can clear the lines not particularly well, Witton Albion, but they have now got as far as Dan Quigley. Quigley 1-2 there, looking for the free kick, not getting it. Good pressurising. Oh, and there's a strong, strong challenge.
Jumping in there.
Quigley could be done for that, and the players aren't happy with that.
Got
at
it.
All.
Red
and
card.
It's a red card, and Quigley there, well, he lost the ball. And he just extended, two-footed over the top. And the referee, well, straight away, and Quigley himself, well, I don't think he's got any... should have any qualms with that.
No,
it was a poor challenge.
Jumped straight in, caught him just above the ankle, changes down, injured. Could be worse, but I think the lad will get up. He's got a little bit about him.
And the management staff at Russia Diamonds were like, well, they've got the... don't want to... preempt their body language or anything like that, but they're basically like, what can you do?
Well, we're going to Scarborough again. Will Baines at Scarborough, what's the score, young man?
It's 2-1 to Ossett Town. The visitors have retaken the lead, and it's another penalty, this time converted by Jason Dick, smashing it down the middle to send the backslappers, Barmy Army, down here at the far end at Queensgate into a wild celebration as the we have had some terrible hail and wintry conditions.
We've got some now here.
I'm not sure what it's like with you guys just, over there, but
just got it now. We had a sending off as well, so it's 1-0 here to Witton Albion, and 10 men of AFC Rushing and Diamonds all to do now. So sending off as we just spoke to you there from Dan Quigley, the midfield player.
2-1 here to Ossett Town at Queensgate Borough. Have it all to do to get back into it, but they've done it once, so there's no reason why they can't do it again. But Ossett have a corner down here near the in front of a massive crowd of 1,004 here at Bridlington as the corner comes in. It's headed down by Ossett Town and cleared away by Scarborough. So 2-1 to the visitors, and Grant Blackside hold the lead here at Queensgate.
Will, can I let you know that really sounded proper then? Well done. Thanks, Will.
Well, there's been a sending off, Jeff. What? Where? Who? I don't know. I know there was something happening, Jeff, but there was. I thought it was a yellow card, Jeff. Oh yeah, 10 men. Sorry. That was an old classic. But it's 1-0 here as the rain does come down. Well, Mark Lee should be with us any second now in the Division 1 South Spalding United versus Stocksbridge Park Steels. There seems to have been a goal gone in there. Mark, good evening. Can you give us the latest?
Yeah, Spalding have gone 2-1 up. Fantastic goal. Captain Nathan Stainfield was upfield for a free kick, which actually came from the centre circle. He stayed up there. The ball broke to him on the left-hand side, and what a cross. The far post, and Lee Beeson, bullet header off the underside of the bar, and Tulips are back in front.
Well, that's Spalding United against Stocksbridge Park Steels. 2-1 to Spalding. Third place for most of the season, Spalding. Looking very disappointed if they weren't going to win this game tonight against a hard-working 8 on the bounce for Stocksbridge Park Steels. They've won, and I haven't got one of those things in my ear telling me all these things. This is knowledge, kids. This is knowledge. It remains 1-0, and we'll wait for this big long throw you would expect from Sam Brown coming into the penalty area, putting the pressure on, but we've got another action here.
It's not a goal. It's 3-0. It's still at Fasa Celtic, but there has been some news, and Tom Feeney, it stays 3-0, but what's happened?
Yeah, well, there was a penalty to Farsley Celtic. James Walshaw taking it. He looked really confident when he hit it. Not seeing much power behind it, though. It has to be said the goalkeeper did well, diving to his left, getting both hands on the ball and making sure it stays 3-0. Cone trying to get forward. It has to be said the team that looked most likely to get another goal is Farsley Celtic. It's still 3-0 here at Frostall Nurst.
Well, the ball comes into the penalty area. It needs to be dealt with by Witton Albion. They do deal with it, and they can clear the lines. But I'm getting used to this, Ben. I quite like it. I think we should next season do this for all FC United matches. This is really good. And the thing is, the quality and the professionalism of everyone on the other line is far better than us. Well, the goal kick comes in, but we're going to head over to Spennymoor and speak to Jack Jones. Jack, give us the latest.
Yeah, Spennymoor have just taken the lead. An Aaron Griffiths free kick, Callum Griffiths free kick. They won the ball after breaking quickly. The ball's been a bit of an underpowered free kick along the ground. It's beaten all the Dabbers wall, and then it's stuck through the hands of Dan Gaiola and nestled in the bottom corner. So it's Spennymoor 1, Nantwich 0.
Well, that is the game that everyone, the purists of football, would love to be at this evening. Well, we're giving you it live and exclusive, all the updates. 1-0 now to Spennymoor. I say Scarborough Athletic against Ossett Town at the moment. Scarborough 2-1 down currently. And Will, what's the scoreline?
It's 3-1 to Ossett Town here. Ashley Jackson nodding in the back post from a Steve Ridley free kick to consolidate Grant Black's lead. And his team look like they're set for a playoff final against Farsley if the scores stay as they are. But Scarborough pressing a little bit in these closing stages, but they need a bit of a miracle here to get back into this one. After getting back on level terms through Adam Boulder, it was a Jason Yates penalty to make it 2-1, and then Jackson's header at the back post across goal and into the bottom corner means it's a 3-1 to the visitors, and with just over 10 minutes to go, it looks like Ossett Town are going to advance here. They lead 3-1 at Queensgate.
Well, thanks very much for that, as there's a free kick to Witton Albion on the far left-hand side. Can Witton kill this game with 10 minutes to go here towards the back post? The ball goes, it's a free header, it's an opportunity into the arms of the goalkeeper. Should have done better there, Witton Albion. It was a free header. And we're going back to Spalding United versus Stocksbridge Park Steels, and we're joined now once again by Mark Lee. Mark, what's an update?
Yeah, 15 minutes to go in Stocksbridge, a level 2-2. Free kick from Harrison Biggins, which basically evaded everybody. He's out wide, right foot. And it's ended up in the bottom corner of the net, so it's 2-2.
Well, that's all to play for there. Looking at that, we've got 15 minutes to go there, 10 minutes to go at another ground. So how long to go here, Ben? That's the question. You don't know, I don't know. Sully hasn't got a clue. It's 1-0, we know that. 10 men versus 11 men. you have to forgive me, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, because as you're probably aware, that I am FC United of Manchester's commentator, and sometimes I slip into FC United by mistake, so I do apologise. I can tell you one thing, though. Tonight's game has been much more entertaining than most of ours. However, back to Spenny Moore now, and it's Jack Jones. Are you there, Jack? What's the latest score?
It's in Spenny Moore 2, Nantwich Town 0. Andrew Johnson has just cut in from the left-hand side of the penalty area. He's cut inside. He's found the bottom corner with an excellent finish. It's Spenny Moore now in the driving seat, and they're less than 10 minutes away from going through to the playoff final.
Thanks very much for that. It's a ball played high over the top, and
keepers.
It's Whitten Albion's goalkeeper has to come out and gather the ball, and he does really well there. But thanks very much there from Jack Jones. So Spenny Moore 2 up against Nantwich Town. Spalding versus Stocksbridge, 2 apiece. Scarborough Athletic, well, they're 3-1 down at home. And Farsley Celtic 3, Colne 0, and also missed a penalty there as well, Farsley Celtic. So here it's 1-0. And we'll be going to back to Farsley Celtic versus Colne. And we're with Tom. Tom, what's the latest score?
Well, yeah, Farsley Celtic next, 4-0 to them. And Lewis Nightingale with a fantastic finish, working his way past two tackles and then able to get the ball past the keeper into the bottom corner. I've just got to say, it's the last time I talk, but before this game ends, the Colne fans have been absolutely fantastic tonight. They're still singing the side of 4-0 down, but then not going to shut up until the final whistle goes. But it is Farsley Celtic who will be playing here at Throstle Nest on Saturday in the playoff final.
Well, thank you very much there, Tom, and good to hear that the Colne fans are in fine voice, those Lancastrian voices.
It's been a hell of a season for Colne.
It's going to be a Yorkshire final, though.
And that is the end of the game, the semi-final, a pulsating game, a good game of football, and Whitten Albion are the victors here. And it's one goal that separates the teams, and it was a goal scored by the one, the only. Oh, before we got with breaking news, Jack Jones at Spenny Moore. Jack, what's the score, young man?
It's finished full time. Spenny Moore Town 2, Nantwich Town 0. From the home side's point of view, they managed to grab a goal for a free kick, and then they doubled their lead when Andrew Johnson cut inside and added the second. And then they saw the game out with relative ease, to be fair. Nantwich struggled to get anything going forward. They go out. Spenny Moore now advance to the final, and they'll host Stourbridge on Saturday.
Well, thank you very much, and much appreciated, Jack, there for all your commentary this evening. It's been really, really appreciated. And so we now know Spenny Moore will take on Stourbridge. That's going to be a really intriguing game of football. And at Wincham Park, Whitten Albion have got themselves into the final against AFC Rushden Diamonds at 1-0. It finished, and it was that man, the number... Was it Will Jones? It was Will Jones, wasn't it? Scored. I'm losing track now. There's so many goal scorers. It was Rob Hopley. Rob Hopley. Sorry, I do apologise.
Yeah.
The number 9 separated the two teams in the first half. Well, there were some great saves towards the end of the second half. First half by Matt Finlay. Two world class saves. You'll be able to see them on the pitch hero stuff a little later on. And equally, the second half, a great save by Danny Roberts. But really, the better team on the evening. They had a bit more about them, a bit more composure, a bit more quality, and they always looked like they were capable of going on and doing a little bit more. Tonight, Rushden just didn't seem to have anything else to offer. They worked as hard as they could, but they just didn't quite get into the top gear, Roy.
No, they didn't quite. You know, like I was saying during the game there, Whitten had more edge to them right from the word go. They had a little bit of nastiness, a little bit of impetus, you know, when they were moving forward. They kept the ball better. Maybe the quality of the deliveries into the box could have been better, but, you know, at the end of the day, they've got the goal. They've looked comfortable after they scored the goal, and they're deserved winners.
Well, we're going to Mark Lee now at Spalding versus Stocksbridge Park. Has there been a late goal? Mark Lee, tell us all about it.
Thanks. 2-2, and we're just about to start extra time.
Oh. And how do you think it's going to go, Mark?
It's tight. Stodden are struggling, to be honest. They've brought all three subs on. There's a couple of them really struggling out there. Stocksbridge have still got two changes, so it looks like they've got a bit more energy about them.
Well, unfortunately, they're going to turn the lights off here at Whitten at some point. So where's the best place to keep abreast of everything that's going on there at Lincolnshire?
We're doing live tweets. you can follow us at Spalding Sport, and we'll keep you up to date.
Well, Mark, a big thank you for all your efforts tonight. Good
no
luck.
Worries.
Good luck covering the next 30 minutes or so. And
well,
good luck, mate. Thanks
for
joining us.
We'll be at Witten on Saturday. Thank you.
Well, there you go, there's Matt Lee. So the only game we think that's going to carry on now into the twilight hours.
Well,
is
it is the only
be...
game. Every game has been...
All right.
Yeah, well, don't say something that's...
No. I was
sorry,
stalling
Ben.
For time to get to Thomas Fina because we're gonna hand over now to Division 1 North and get all the full-time scores from the Division 1 North playoffs. Starting off with Farnsley Celtic against Cone, 4-0 the last time we heard. Let's hear now from Tom Feeney, full-time score there at Throstle's Nest. Tom?
Yes, attended Farnsley Celtic 4, Cone 0. Farnsley Celtic will be hosting the Evo Stick Premier Division 1 North playoff final on Saturday after a very impressive victory here. Has to be said, the first 20 minutes, Cone looked like they might be getting something from this game, but they just couldn't create many chances. Farnsley then scored 3 quick-fire goals in the first half, and the second half they were able to see the game out. A very impressive victory for Farnsley. We're looking forward to that game against Ostick Town on Saturday.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight, Tom. And just a quick plug for your work. How can people follow you on Twitter and that kind of thing?
Yeah, if you want to give me a follow on Twitter, it is Thomas Lena. Try and be as impartial as ever, but on a night like tonight, I'm going to say I'm delighted for Farnsley Celtic.
Well, as a Lancastrian, good luck to you. Anyway, thank you, Tom, for joining us. See you soon.
I've got to say,
yeah,
he sounds like he's done this before.
Oh yeah, he used to do Radio Yorkshire's non-league coverage.
I thought he come in there and he could hear the way he came in, the way he's finished, absolutely superb.
I'm trying to see if there's a full-time score at Scarborough. I don't want to. It must have finished by now, mustn't it? Let's hand over to Will Baines and get the latest score there at Queensgate in Bridlington. We'll just waiting for him to answer the phone, and hopefully it's not going to go to voicemail.
You love me like you do.
Will, are you there? Is it finished full-time yet at Scarborough?
It has, yeah, after 5 minutes added time. It's finished here at Queensgate. 3-1 to Ossett Town as 2 goals from Jason Yates and an Ashley Jackson header. See Ossett go through to the playoff final against Farnsley on Saturday. But huffed and puffed as the home side tried to get back into the game. But it was the visitors who've gone through to the final, and deservedly so after an excellent second half performance. As Borough's playoff dreams are extinguished, but it's the infielders who march on. That playoff final on Saturday.
Well, Will, a big thank you for joining us. Commiserations this evening, next season for Scarborough with the new stadium, onwards and upwards for a club, a great club and a great name, and all the best over the summer, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Nice one.
Again, they're just
another level, aren't they?
I think we this is something we're going to have to.
Is that everybody? That's everybody, isn't it? Yeah.
That is everybody, Ben. Unfortunately.
Well, good night. Come on. Sorry.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Spalding Stocksbridge Park Steels game. I mean, it sounds like, as you were saying there, Mark Lee, that Spalding, they seem to be on the last legs there. I mean, they've been third all through the season, and we heard from the beginning of the game. He said it was imperative, or it was something that they thought that they should be in the final. They should be in the final. 2-2 at this moment in time.
Well, coming into this game, coming into the playoff semis, we're a bit preoccupied really with Farnsley because of how close that title race was.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to Spalding, that's a different challenge there. That's something coming a mile off that you can see coming a mile off. How do you best prepare for it, Roy, as a manager in the non-league game, that inevitability?
Do you know what? You know, they've obviously been consistent, you know, with the league position that they've ended up in. It's a little bit heartbreaking, I should imagine, you know, that, you know, if they don't make it, that, you know, the whole season has gone up in one game. But the fact is, like, you know, they're in there, aren't they? They're crunching away there. They're having the little bits of fortune. They're getting over the little bits of mistakes and things like that. The lights are going out around here.
Sorry,
well.
we've got the press light behind
right.
us. That'll be fine.
But let's see what happens after
extra time.
And you know, the thing is about Stocksbridge Steels, they've always had this resilience. They've always been in there.
They've come out of nowhere.
Yeah, they have, but. Tradition tells you that they're a team of battlers, and playing football on the side of that bloody hill, You mark my words.
It's a lovely view.
It takes some doing.
It's lovely in the summer.
Oh, it's beautiful in the summer. Especially when there's cricket in the winter.
Especially when there's cricket on.
Oh, dear me, yeah.
Now, I've got Jason Ainsley's phone number. Do I ring Jason Ainsley or do I leave him to it? I'll leave him to it. Well, there's an EvoSick Extra coming up on Friday where we definitely will hear from Jason Ainsley. Spennymoor Town hosting Stourbridge in the final on Saturday. Winner takes all and goes up to the National League North.
Yeah, any of those teams will grace the next division above, as all these teams here that we've seen tonight and listened to. They're going to grace the division above, and they're all going to be cracking finals come Saturday. So good luck to all of them, and it's been a privilege and a pleasure to do something a bit different.
I'm surprised. I'm really surprised. I had no idea it was going to be this good, but it has been this good, and that shows you again what punk radio is all about. Anyone could do this. If us three can turn up here, plug a couple of wires in, and start acting like Grandstand with Des Lynam.
And also, it would be good to get some feedback from any of the listeners that have been listening tonight to see what you think of it, how it works, and if
apart from the buffering, we know about the buffering.
Yeah, forget about the buffering, but the overall content. Did you enjoy it? Is because it's something that we can maybe work on and do a little bit more of in the coming season.
We are available for hire if anyone's out there. Anyway. Dazzler's been in touch to say it's not all bad for Scarborough. They can look forward to a couple of tasty local derbies against South Shields next season. So there you go, gents. You know what? I'm going to get this man on.
I'll take my headset off and say goodbye to everybody. And we'll be live at FC United on Saturday.
Yep.
For FC United's final game of the season.
But at 5 o'clock, we're doing a post-match MPL show special.
We are indeed.
Give that to John, because John Dunham joins us now from the Northants Telegraph. Now. I met John once at Corby away last season, but also when we were doing the Southern League show, John was one of the most active pundits on Twitter, and I went, going to speak to that guy. On the Southern League show, he's the best correspondent out there. He did the Boxing Day special with me, and when no one was working, he was working. But John, unfortunately, tonight, with the way this game's gone, that's you signing off this season.
My season's over.
And with the realignments, is Northamptonshire football, is there going to be a North in Northamptonshire next season?
Well, that's the big question now, I think. I mean, to be honest, I'd be surprised looking at the way things are shaping up. I mean, I certainly think the Diamonds will be switched to the Southern League. I think that'll be a definite. Whether Corby stay in the...
Remind me of the geography, because
Corby, the most north of the three.
We did three time zones on the way down there.
Yeah, that's it. So you've got Corby, who are the most northern of the three, then Kettering, and then Diamonds, who are actually going to be in Bedfordshire at the start of next season. So I'd be amazed if they're not in the Southern League Division 1 Central next season.
Maybe Corby.
Yeah, I mean, from a personal point of view, it'd be brilliant if Corby got switched to it as well, so they're both in the same league. That's the ideal situation. That'll be add a bit of fuel to the fire. But I thought they gave it a good go tonight. You know, the red card killed them, and there is no argument. It was a red card and a half. You know,
talking about the body language from the away bench. They were like, "What can you do?"
I mean, it was over the top. It's just so silly. I don't think he needed to make it. You know, and that's the annoying thing. But I thought they reacted pretty well actually with 10 men. You know, but they just couldn't carve out that one chance. And you know, Witten on the night and on the season, by the way, are the worthy winners. And I hope they go up.
Well, John Dunham, thank you for all your work.
Cheers, Ben.
One last plug.
Yeah, you can see a match report now on www.northhandstelegraph.co.uk. Go and read it. It's a belter.
Thank you to John Dunham there for joining us. And if you're wondering, where's Simo? Don't worry. My Friday lunch times wouldn't be complete without a chat with Simo on Skype. Simo. So that's us done, I believe. A big thank you to Roy Sewell, a big thank you to Swampy for joining us, and a big thank you to all our correspondents out in the field. A big thank you to Tom Feeney from the Yorkshire Evening Post, from Will Baines, the pressman at Scarborough Athletic, from Mark Lee, the Spalding Guardian, for joining us, and Jack Jones, the media guy at Nantwich Town. And we should say a special thanks to Will Baines and Jack Jones, because their sides got beat tonight, but they maintain their professionality throughout. So, yep. So well done to them. But from everyone here at Winsham Park, we hope you've had an enjoyable evening following this superb evening of NPL action here. We'll be back on Friday with an EvoSick Extra with a full preview for all this weekend's big NPL playoff finals. But from everyone here at Winsham Park, we wish you all a fond farewell.
Good evening.
With over 500 high performance products in the EvoSick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoSick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.